No, yeah, just your thoughts on Stefan and
it was funny.
He kind of says, I mean, he acknowledges that he's had some ups and downs this season. Maybe the Jets game was his worst. How do you assess his performance as, you know, when it comes to being part of that elite company of quarterbacks?
Well, we've all had ups and downs this season. I mean, it's been inconsistent as a defense. We've played some good games and some not so good. So it's not just one guy. You know, he has a job to do. We all have a job to do. So that's the best way I can answer that. I mean, the expectation is that all 11 that are on the field will go out and perform at a level that's a winning level. And we've done it four games, and we haven't done it four games. So that's why we're sitting where we're at.
And Dennis, it seemed, again, like the whole stuff last year, I think you were asked about this on a weekly basis, communication works for us too. It seemed like it got locked down.
Right.
So through this year, and then the New England game, it wasn't. What do you think changed, and what were some of the big issues?
It wasn't an overall breakdown in terms of communication. There were some in the game. It probably happened two or three times. But we've been good. You know, we've been good up until that point, and it came out and it bit us. But, you know, we're always striving to overcome that. I mean, we all have to be on the same page. You know, we have a saying, as long as we're all singing out of the same hymnal, we'll be fine. But when we're not, then we're as susceptible to giving up big plays as anybody.
Shaq Lawson, you know, talking with him, he says he's kind of, you know, with every day of practice, and certainly now he's played a couple of games, feeling more comfortable. What are your observations of the progress he's making very early on in his
Well, he's, you know, his assessment of himself is accurate. When you come into this league and you've missed OTAs, you've missed mini camp, you miss all of training camp, and then you miss the first, seven games of the season, and you're a rookie, you are way behind. And he's starting to understand what we're asking of him. It's not going to be perfect because he's missed so much time, but you can see the talent. You can see his physical gifts. He wants to do it. He's working towards that, and we expect him to continue to grow and get better.
Is it possible to sort of structure his role, at least for now, in a way that kind of limits what you're asking him to do, just because, as you say, you know, you don't want to overload a guy who can't possibly have it all?
Oh, no question. I mean, we monitor what we're asking of him right now. But the things we are asking him to do, he has to learn to do them. And he's, like I said, he's been working towards that. We expect him to continue to grow. But his upside is tremendous. And, you know, he's an exciting young guy to be working with because he's anxious. And sometimes as a young player, you want to go faster than what you're ready to, you know, the pace you're ready to go. So we're having to hold him back some, but, you know, he is getting better, yes.
DT, knowing that Zach Brown plays in a position that's going to be stat-friendly, you know, in the scope of your defense, yet still he's making so many plays, even though he's in that kind of a role. Is that just because the speed that he's gifted with gets him to places faster? Is it instincts? Why is he making so many more plays than maybe even you'd anticipate from that position?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's adapted to the defense pretty quickly and easily. He's playing a position that's an athletic position. He's an athletic guy. He can run, he can hit, he can cover, he can blitz, and we're using his versatility. This defense has always been based on guys that are versatile, that are athletic, that can do a number of things, and right now Zach is one of those guys, and that's why I think he's playing at such a high level.
Dennis, can you talk about Russell Wilson and the Seahawk offense and the challenges they provide for you?
Well, they have a talented core group of receivers, running backs. I mean, he does a good job of knowing where they are, getting them the ball. They like to get their guys the ball on the move. Pretty good offensive line. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. They're executing, you know, well enough to be where they're at. I mean, they've had some struggles offensively, but at the same time, you know that they're as dangerous as any offense out there. And he's such a good player. And he has control of that offense, and they usually go as he goes.
Russell can hurt you with his feet, and he's also can hurt you with his arm. He's a good pocket passer. So what do you do with a guy like that? Do you want to keep him in there, or do you want to have a spy on him? Or what do you?
if I had the answer to that question, okay, then I'd bottle it up and sell it. But He's going to make some plays. You know he's going to make some plays. We have to control, you know, what we do and control how we perform. And, you know, go out Monday night and compete and see what happens, you know, after 60 minutes.
Based on what you've seen on tape from their previous opponents, I mean, are they pretty comfortable? And, I mean, his rushing yards are down. His mobility has been compromised by injury somewhat. Are these defenses simply just keying on the run that much more because they don't have to worry about him getting around the edge on his own read?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask him that. He's not running as much as he has in the past. But at the same time, you know he's a dangerous runner with the ball under his arm as well as a passer. I mean, he's a dual threat anytime he's on the field. He just hasn't been running as much. I mean, whether that's due to injury or not, I'm not sure, but he hadn't been doing it as much.